Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Numbers chapter 26, verses 64 and 65. But among these, there was not one of those listed by Moses and Aaron the priest, who had listed the people of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, "They shall die in the wilderness." Not one of them was left, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. So, what happened earlier in the book of Numbers is now becoming a reality. Like, the people of God who are going to enter into the promised land include no names for among those who rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea. The only names of people who were alive on that day and will go into the promised land are Caleb and Joshua. Because they trusted in God and obeyed God, they would experience the blessing of God. Every single other person, adult, would die in the wilderness. Not one of them got to experience God's blessing. Like, it couldn't be any clearer. God, help us to learn this. Obedience leads to blessing. Disobedience forfeits blessing. Like, it's that simple. And blessing in the most comprehensive way. So don't read into this like some kind of health and wealth, name it, claim it, kind of prosperity theology that is totally bogus and misses the teaching of Scripture. So it's not, if you obey God, everything will go well for you. You'll have all kinds of good health and more money in this world and more stuff in this world. That is not decidedly not what the Bible teaches. So that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about life that is so much bigger and so much greater than possessions and health. We're talking about joy and peace that supersedes circumstances. We're talking about bearing fruit for the glory of God, the spread of the gospel. We're talking about thriving and flourishing in all the ways that matter most and ways that matter for all of eternity. That kind of life, that kind of blessing. Obedience leads to that kind of blessing. Disobedience forfeits that kind of blessing. So do you want it? Do you want life and joy and peace and satisfaction and bearing fruit that lasts for all of eternity? Do you want reward forever in heaven? Then obey God. Oh God, please, please, please help us today, not just theoretically, but practically today. Help us to obey you and to experience your blessing. God, please, please, please keep us from disobedience. Keep us from forfeiting your blessing, your good plans and designs for our life. God, please keep us from disobedience. Please help us to walk in obedience. God, help us to be like Caleb, like Joshua. Give us faith. Give us courage to believe you, to follow you, and in the process to experience all that you have for us in our lives, our families, in the church, and everything we do. God, I pray this for my life. I pray this for everybody who's listening to this. Help us to obey and to experience your blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen.